Okay, you are tuned in to KGLR 95.3 FM, Green Light Radio. This is Rocky Flats. I am sitting here with Jillian and the Gentle Americans. Say hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hi there.
All right. Everyone introduce yourselves and tell them what you play and what you do in the band.
My name is Jillian, and I'm the vocalist and sometimes keyboard player.
My name is Adam, and I play the drums.
I'm Chris. I'm the bass player.
I'm the guitar player. My name is Brian.
Guitar player.
Guitar player.
Barry White, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff. Yeah.
So you guys just played in the studio here. How do you guys feel?
Awesome.
Great. The fans were awesome.
Yeah. The audience is huge around here. We got a big in studio audience that stays very quiet. Yeah. They're very obedient. So you guys have been a band for how long?
What, like 4 months?
3 months?
We actually just pulled this group together the beginning of November. And then
Jillian booked a show before she had a band.
I did. I'm kind of ambitious like that.
Where was the show at?
That was at Laughing Goat.
Okay.
And I expected the owner to say, no, you can't play here. And then he did. And it was for like an hour and a half. And I said, oh, shit, I don't have an hour and a half of material.
Right.
And I was like,
Enter the Gentle Americans.
Enter the Gentle Americans, yeah.
And thus the Jillian and the Gentle Americans.
Exactly.
Yes.
Nice. Now, have you guys been looking at recording an actual album, getting a studio recording together, or?
Yes.
Yeah, with you.
Yes. Right? We just did that.
We'll be back next week.
We'll be back. No, but we are. We're actually focusing a lot more on playing out and building a fan base, because I feel like you can't really make a record and then have no one to sell it to.
Right. It's so, a good point. It's a good point.
Yeah.
It's hard to sell records as it is.
Yeah, exactly.
We've actually been doing a fair amount of writing recently too, and trying to get some more tunes so we can keep with the original tracks going.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, where did the material come from originally? Did you write everything, or?
I do, yeah. I write most of it. And we're working on writing more as a group, kind of incubating as a group and getting tighter that way. But a lot of the material is stuff that I wrote as solo piano pieces. And then I just knew that some other element had to come into play, because I didn't want to be that. Like, Boulder doesn't need another sad chick sitting behind a piano.
Or sad dude behind a guitar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Enter the Gentle Americans.
Enter the Gentle Americans. I didn't want to sit at the piano anymore. I wanted to shake my butt. So
it's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see
less
it.
Less depressing.
Yeah, and he can see it. So.
And there are advantages there.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay. Where does your inspiration come from? What inspires you to write the music that you write?
Don't tell him.
I must know the secrets.
I sleep with the wrong guys a lot. I do.
Tends to make a lot of good music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I know that I should stop, but like,
it's better than heroin.
It's better than heroin. And you know, I don't know. I've never slept with a nice guy and wrote a song about it. So I mean,
it would be pretty boring.
It would be so boring.
Yeah. Have you done heroin?
Have I done heroin?
No. Have you wrote about it?
I've written about it. So,
but
I mean,
done
that might answer your question. No.
All right. So, now as musicians, how did you guys actually form, and where did you find all these guys? Did they all just show up at once? Where'd you guys come from?
Wow.
Another planet?
I met Jillian at choir practice.
Yeah. Adam and I sing in gospel choir together.
Mosaic Gospel Choir. It's quite lovely.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And.
Jill and I actually moved out here from the Worcester area about a year ago, and I started playing with Brian shortly thereafter. So we kind of had a side project going, and when Jill was looking to build, you know, more than just her piano ballads, we kind of scraped together all the talent that we could find, and you know, reach out to the people that we knew. So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where did you come from as the guitarist?
Yeah, Chris and I, like he had said, we started playing maybe about a year ago. He had an ad out on Craigslist that I answered, and we just got together that way, and it seemed that musically we were compatible, so just continued sort of getting together on the weekend, kind of experimenting, writing our own stuff, and then Jill presented this other opportunity to us, so
Nice.
We joined up.
I begged and pleaded. It was more like, please play with me. Please.
So what do you guys see the future? What are you guys planning to do? Do you have a 6-month plan, a 4-year plan, a 20-year plan?
A 20-year plan? I hope I'm alive in 20 years.
To have a lot more songs.
We want to just kind of keep playing out and, just keep pushing for more live performances and writing more together and hopefully...
Keep enjoying it.
Yeah, keep enjoying it and...
Being productive.
It's a good way to put it.
And I think just, writing and hopefully we'll get a full-length album sooner rather than later. But I think in the near future, we're just going to keep pushing to book and play out and get as many people to dance with us as we can.
Do you guys have a web presence out there? Do you have like a Facebook page, Reverb Nation, anything like that?
Yeah.
JillianHenricks.com.
Yeah, it's www.JillianHenricks.com. And I'm also on Facebook if you search for me.
HENRIQUES.
That's right. That's how you say, yeah.
That, see, I wouldn't have guessed that.
It's pronounced a lot whiter than it looks.
It looks like, yes. Enriquez.
Enriquez.
Yes, Enriquez. Yeah.
She has red hair.
I'm a violent redhead.
With a Mexicanish last name.
That's right, yeah.
Nice. All right, so do you guys have any performances coming up yet, or?
Totally.
Yeah, so next week, March 5th, we're going to be, we have a preview slot with the Boulder Big Time. It's part of the Fringe Fest, and that's going to be at Innisfree Bookshop. Starts at 7 p.m., I think. Yeah, 7 p.m. And then March 11th, we're part of something really cool at the Nomad Theater. It's part of the Boulder Life Festival, and it's their... Boulder Nights is what it's called, and we're opening. We're the musical act, and it's something that features music and theater and art. And then March 23rd, I'm playing a solo gig at the Mill Site in Ward.
Where?
In Ward.
What?
And I think that might be it for March. And then April 21st is when the full band is playing at the Mill Site in Ward. And we're kind of looking to keep adding stuff. So I have a calendar on my website, JillianHenricks.com.
Enriquez.
Back at the Laughing Goat in May, right?
Oh, and then we're back at the Laughing Goat in May.
Nice.
The 25th, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And recording and doing this interview. Yeah. You guys got anything else you want to say to the listening audience?
It's nice out. I think I'll leave it out.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. And come back again and see us sometime.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, thank you.
Love you, Jania. Right.